I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, July 13th. The Adams Presidential Center is envisioned to be a new center devoted to engaging the community in civic leadership inspired by the Adams family. During an announcement yesterday, Mayor Thomas Koch unveiled the formation of a new nonprofit foundation to lead the development of the new center in Quincy Center. Retired Quincy native General Joseph Dunford will chair the new foundation with founding board members, former Congressman William Dalahunt, Catherine Algor of the Mass Historical Society, and Catherine Craven of the Mass Board of Elementary and Secondary Education. Speakers said that the new center will be more than a presidential library and museum, and they hope it will serve as a place for people to be inspired to become active in public service. The city has hired two consultants to help oversee development of the new center, and the new foundation will now establish a board and begin fundraising. The exact location of the new center is still undetermined. However, Dunford said it will be in Quincy Center. Mayor Thomas Koch hopes to break ground in 3 years. Protesters gathered in Quincy Center this past Monday to urge state lawmakers to pass a climate justice bill before the current legislative session ends. The group Mass Power Forward hosted similar rallies across the state, saying lawmakers should pass legislation now to prevent a gubernatorial veto. The protester said Massachusetts has not done enough to meet its goal of net zero emissions by the year 2050. State Representative Tacky Chan of Quincy chairs the committee that's debating the climate action bill. Local groups, including the Quincy Tree Alliance, Quincy Climate Action Network, and Mothers Out Front, joined the rally on Monday at the Hancock Adams Common. Three Quincy police officers received promotions during a City Hall ceremony yesterday afternoon, with dozens of family members, friends, and fellow police officers in attendance. At the ceremony, Daniel Garrente was promoted to the rank of captain, Michael Duran to the rank of lieutenant, and Andrew Sweeney to sergeant. City Clerk Nicole Crispo swore in the newly promoted officers during the ceremony at the Great Hall in City Hall. Mayor Thomas Koch called the occasion good for the department and for the families of those being promoted. He called the Quincy Police Department second to none. Police Chief Paul Keenan said it takes hard work and time away from family members to qualify for a promotion. The promotions came after the retirement of Captain John Dugan earlier this month, and with Lieutenant Patrick Glynn set to retire in the near future. Keenan said Garrente is replacing Dugan as the department's executive officer. Duran will take over Glynn's position at the head of the Special Investigations Unit as well as the Drug Control Unit, and Sweeney will be assigned to patrol on the midnight shifts. Norfolk County Sheriff Pat McDermott announcing that the office's Are You OK program helped to save the life of an area senior recently, and he praised the staff and first responders who were able to provide rapid care to the man in distress. During a check-in call on the morning of July 1st, an 80-year-old participant of the program answered his daily call but didn't sound well. When the dispatcher called him back to ask if he was okay, he responded he was not feeling well and was weak. The dispatcher asked him if she could call an ambulance, and he agreed. After emergency personnel arrived, he was taken to South Shore Hospital and is expected to return home soon. The Are You OK program is designed to provide a lifeline to help give people the confidence to live independently, regardless of age. McDermott says the program's completely free, available to all Norfolk County residents, and their way of ensuring that residents have access to the kinds of services that allow them to live full lives. The program is provided free of charge to all Norfolk County residents. Provides participants with a daily check-in call 365 days a year, which is monitored by staff from the Sheriff's Office and Fallon Ambulance. If anybody is interested in signing up for the program, contact the Deputy Sheriff Cheryl Bambry at 866-900-7865. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu is scheduled to name the next commissioner of the Boston Police Department today. The mayor will host a news conference at the Gertrude House Playground in Roxbury to announce the new commissioner. It comes 8 days after she said the city was getting very close to naming a new leader for the Boston Police. The last commissioner was Dennis White, who was active in the role for just 2 days in February of 2021. He was promoted to the job in February by outgoing Mayor Marty Walsh after the resignation of the previous commissioner, William Gross. 2 days later, after allegations of domestic abuse in the 1990s, Walsh put White on administrative leave. Then Mayor Kim Janey fired him in June of 2021. In lieu of a permanent leader, Superintendent-in-Chief Gregory Long has served as acting BPD commissioner. Boston also recently named a new commissioner for the fire department and selected a new superintendent for public schools. Check of business news this morning. Stocks pulled back. The Dow down 192 points. NASDAQ dropped 107. The S&P fell 35. Asian stocks are higher. The dollar rose. The euro is down. Oil is down to $96 a barrel. Sports: Tampa Bay beat the Red Sox again 3-2. They're back at it tonight in Florida at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast today: hazy, warm, and humid. High near 90. Muggy night tonight. Lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, an isolated storm. High of 83. Partly cloudy. 82 for Friday. Partly cloudy, 85 on Saturday. Well, the boater waves about a foot. A light west wind becomes southeast later today. High tide right after 11:30 this morning. Sunrise at 5:18. Set at 8:19. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, July 13th.